This is a Fox News alert. Brittany Griner is on her way home from Russia. I'm Dave Anthony. The American basketball star freed today in a prisoner swap.
This is a day we've worked toward for a long time. We never stopped pushing for her release.
President Biden this morning with Brittany Griner's wife, Sherelle, by his side.
Today, I'm just standing here overwhelmed with emotions, but the most important emotion that I have right now is just sincere gratitude.
Griner had been sentenced to 9 years in prison in Russia for having cannabis vape cartridges in her luggage. In exchange, the U.S. has released convicted arms dealer Victor Boot, who was flown to Abu Dhabi, where he was then sent home to Russia.
Sadly, a lot of U.S. adversaries have seen taking hostages, they treat them like pawns. Remember this? Brittany Griner was detained just days before Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It happened on February 17th, the invasion just a few days later. So no doubt this was part of Russia's plan.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House not involved in this exchange. Paul Whelan, another American imprisoned in Russia, convicted of being a spy. The president said,
"And while we have not yet succeeded in securing Paul's release, we are not giving up. We will never give up."
The Biden administration is asking a court for more time before Title 42 is lifted. The Trump-era COVID policy a judge ordered must end later this month. It blocked some migrants from entering the U.S. illegally amid a record surge of border crossings. The special counsel investigating former President Trump has a few more documents to look at in the probe into classified records seized from the Trump Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida.
A search team apparently hired by former President Trump found at least two documents marked as classified at a Florida storage facility. The New York Times reports Trump hired the team to search four properties after a judge told him to look harder for any classified materials he may still have.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The House expected today to pass a bill to protect same-sex marriage rights. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Again, our top Fox News story, Brittany Griner is now flying back to America, freed in a prisoner swap with Russia. The American basketball star was imprisoned there for 9 years on drug charges. In exchange, the U.S. has freed convicted Russian arms dealer Victor Boot. Now to Wall Street. Stocks are rising. The Dow is up 238 points. The Nasdaq is gaining 93. The S&P 500, 28 points higher. Investigators keep trying to claw back COVID relief money Congress approved but was stolen. A state lawmaker, the latest busted, accused of being a thief.
Florida state legislator Joe Harding is now indicted by a federal grand jury, which accused him of lying to the U.S. government about businesses he owns in order to obtain $150,000 in COVID relief loans. Harding is pleading not guilty, saying he cooperated with federal investigators and repaid the borrowed money. Prosecutors claim Harding had two dormant businesses with no workers, but claimed hundreds of thousands in lost profits with employees on payroll and falsified bank statements. Harding is set to be tried in January and is facing 20 years in prison. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The price of oil is up more than a dollar. It's back over $73 a barrel as gas drops again. AAA's national average for regular about $3.33 a gallon. For the first time in quite a while, that is less than last year by a penny. And 47 cents less than we were paying just a month ago. But inflation is still a problem with other fuel that we need.
The U.S. Energy Information Administration projects heating a home with natural gas will cost an extra 25% this winter, and heating with electric will run 11% higher. However, the steepest hike will be on heating oil, which is expected to be 45% more expensive, impacting roughly 5 million households, mostly in the Northeast.
That's Jody Goldberg with Fox 5 TV in New York. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.